This year, Election Day and Veterans Day fall in the same week. Election Day, of course, tomorrow. Veterans Day is Friday. Here Now's Alex Ashlock spoke to voters and veterans in Bourne, Massachusetts over the weekend and has this report.
Veterans on their motorcycles were among the hundreds of volunteers who came to the Massachusetts National Cemetery Saturday morning to take part in Operation Flags for Vets.
The grave markers are in the ground. We want to place the flag behind the grave marker in the center.
Operation Flags for Vets was started by Paul Monty. He wanted to honor all of the 68,000 veterans buried in this cemetery, including his son, Army Sergeant First Class Jared Monty, who was killed in Afghanistan in 2006.
Awesome day. It's awesome seeing these people, the grassroots people, the people that sit home in their living room, don't make any noise, and show up to honor the veterans. That's what's awesome.
This year, Operation Flags for Vets fell just before the presidential election. What follows is not a scientific survey, but it does reflect a mood. People feel bruised by this campaign.
It's so controversial.
Jim Callen told me he's voting for Donald Trump, but understands why others want to keep their choice to themselves.
You know, I think everybody is so emotionally charged that, you know, they're reticent to talk about him. I think everybody's just tired of it all, the negativity and the lack of civility. You know, it's sad. It really is.
Terry Gratis was nearby. She came to place a flag on her husband's grave. He was a veteran. And Terry agreed with Jim. She just wants to see this campaign come to an end.
I'm really undecided. I've read more things and listened to more things, and it's tough. Somebody has to win.
No one I spoke to Saturday morning said they were voting for Hillary Clinton, and some who said they support Trump are doing so with resignation. Paul Sylvia is a 20-year Navy veteran.
I wish we could have a do-over. It's just the quality of both candidates. I don't believe in either one of them as strongly as I would have for, you know, some of the older presidents.
Robert A. Chandler.
Oh, well,
oh, you're right.
Robert.
You have to put two here?
Hold on.
Yeah. It's the husband and wife, probably.
Jennifer Harmon says she brought her two daughters to the cemetery to help them understand the value and the cost of military service. When I ask her who she's voting for, she paused for several seconds before saying, it's Trump.
He more closely aligns with the beliefs that I have than she does.
And was that a decision that took you some time to make?
Absolutely. It's been long thought over. Most of my family is Democratic, and it was a tough decision.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.